This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fest from the Touchstone Energy Basin Electric Power Cooperative booth. I can smell the cookies. You smell them? Oh, baby. You follow your nose to our booth here at Husfest, and we're down to one pair of tickets left. The Little River Band tickets are gone. Joe Diffie and John Michael Montgomery tickets. I have one pair of those left. This gentleman just picked up a pair. What's your name, sir?
Craig Irons.
Thank you for stopping by and saying hi.
Well, thank you. I love your show.
You are very kind. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, where are you from?
Bismarck.
Do you come to Husfest a lot?
This is our first time up here.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So, was it your idea?
It was kind of both our ideas.
You and your wife?
We've always wanted to come up, yep.
Yeah.
And we finally decided today was the day.
What do you think so far?
Great. There's just so much to see.
It really is, isn't there?
Very overwhelming.
Are you a Norwegian?
I am.
Yeah, so it has a little extra benefit when you have a little Scandinavian in you, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly right. So favorite thing so far?
Oh, boy. Look at all the food.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, it is.
I have a recommendation. Do not eat lutefisk, no matter what they tell you.
All right, I'll try.
Yeah, and if I were you, I would eat pie.
My mom always went to the lutefisk dinners, but I'll try to stay away.
And she loved to tell about it, huh?
Yep.
Wow, it's amazing. Well, it's good to meet you. Thanks for saying hi.
Well, thank you.
You bet. Speaking of pie, I see my friend Malcolm Oatman is here.
Hey, Scott.
The most famous, most wonderful pie maker on the planet Earth. He and his wife, Teresa, do a fabulous job.
Actually, I give the credit to Teresa, not me.
Well, I know you give the credit to where it really belongs, the good Lord, for that wonderful product you make. Now in Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Yes, sir.
And hometown pies are some of the best of the best. Where are you guys selling your pies this year at Husfest?
This year we're down in Copenhagen Hall, down at the Artisan, I call it the Artisan Avenue. It's where the people are down there that do wood carving and make violins. And we're down at the end. We were given that place, and we were given a bunch of tables to put out to have a little cafe type of setting down there.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know if you know this, but last night we were blessed to receive the Chester Award. You know what the Chester Award is?
Well, I know Chester is, of course, Chet Ryden.
Yes.
Who is among the most famous folks to ever walk the halls here at Husfest and a big founder. So I imagine the Chester Award is a big deal.
It is the top award you can get in your category. So we got it last night for food. So, and it's stiff competition with a lot of people around here because the food judges go to everyone that does food.
And folks might not know this, but if you come to Husfest and you go to the different vendors that are serving food, those vendors have been invited in. It's not like anybody can come here and serve corn dogs. I mean,
that's right. You cannot get an application to put in to see if you can serve your product here or sell your product here. You have to be invited, and they will come around yearly. The CEO goes around, and she's looking for people to invite into Husfest.
So cool. So congrats on the Chester Award. That's
Thank
really
you,
cool.
Sir.
That's fantastic. And what kind of pies are you serving up this year?
Well, actually, our specialty this year that we started for the first time and only for the Husfest is a lingonberry apple pie. And everyone who has had a slice of lingonberry apple pie is just raving about it. And of course, that's all Teresa's deal. She made that the other night for the first time and brought it here, and it sells very well.
That's great. What else is here?
We've got our standards. We've got caramel apple, Dutch apple, and apple berries. Got three different kinds of berries with the apples, which is the one that you or your wife likes a lot. And then we've got pumpkin, and we've got some smaller pies, enough for two people. We've got some apple pockets that you can carry around and eat. So we've added a few things this year.
If you go to a restaurant and have a pie, I always say, and they're a sponsor, and I'm partial to our sponsors. So like Village Inn pies, people get that's a good pie. It's a really good pie. They do a great job. You go to those restaurants, they're fantastic. If you want a pie that literally just blows you back, you want a hometown pie. I've told people it is the best pie I've ever had in my life. It is incredible, and it's a North Dakota homemade product, so it's pretty cool. So love the good work you guys do, and I know you sell them in bulk and sell them for parties, and at Husfest sell them by the slice, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so even better. Good to see you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Malcolm Oldman, he and his wife Teresa and their kids have a marvelous business out of Devil's Lake, and really love their pies. We've done some fun things. We were lucky enough to have them down at the Agri International one year and gave away some pie down there, Bismarck Event Center. So some folks may remember that as well. All right. Well, love to hear from you today. Find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I haven't even touched my phone, but you can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. You know, I've been on the road, Grand Forks and Minot today, and I have a picture from Jim the flagpole guy of this ginormous flagpole in my backyard. I'm telling you what. I can't even believe it. That thing looks like it's higher than the streetlights, for crying out loud. So we're going to make up for what the NFL is screwing up in the Hannon backyard with a new flag. Way to go, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Man alive, is he something else. ndflagpoleguy.com to find out more from him. Another texter says, Scott, Nordic Waffles was started in the U.S. at the Center for Innovation. The founder is Stein Stena. She would be a good interview. Well, I'm going to get her number from my buddy Tommy Kendall from the Center for Innovation and hear more about Nordic Waffles. I love that for sure. Let's see. What have we got for a text here? My gosh, they're pouring in. By the way, 367-2054 is my number to text today. Or to call us at 258-0550 on What's on Your Mind. I'll get to the phones. You guys have been waiting for a while here. Greg and Dickinson, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, Scott, good to hear you, man. I appreciate your show. I've been listening to it for years. Work out here in the Bakken. I'm a safety coordinator, and just really appreciate your show and what you talk about.
You're kind. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. We don't exist without our listeners, so thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to talk about the NFL and this foolishness that's been going on, started with Kaepernick. I've been watching the reaction on Facebook and on social media. And, you know, just for me personally, I'm a veteran. I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. I spent 7 years in the Coast Guard doing search and rescue in the Bering Sea. And, you know, when I see these guys disrespecting our flag, that one guy that was doing aerobics and, you know, warming up on the field, to me, it is a slap in the face that feels as strong as what a racial slur would feel.
It's a good point. It's a very good point, Greg. I completely hang on one second, Greg. Don't lose that thought, okay? I'm sorry,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Carol Juven, best of Norway, sent me over here to get some tickets.
The one and only Carol Juven?
The one and only.
Is
yes.
That right?
That's right.
How about John Michael Montgomery and Joe Diffie?
Oh, that'd be great.
We have some VIP seats for you. What's your name?
Lisa Campbell. And I had to come here by myself today because my husband's home with a back problem.
Oh, bummer.
He's listening, though. Hi, Jim.
Oh, God, I'm glad he's listening.
Yeah.
Is he always listening to What's on Your Mind?
We both do.
Oh, God bless you.
And I've texted you before, too.
Did I say your text? Did I use your text on
the
radio?
Yes, you did.
Oh, good.
Yes, you did.
Good.
Yep.
Thank you for doing
okay.
that. Yep. And where are you from?
Minot.
All right, right here in Minot. Hang on a second. I'll get you the tickets, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Greg. So, sorry about that. Anything else, Greg, you want to add? I'm with you. I think we're turning the corner on this one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just can't believe that these guys on the liberal left, they can't understand. They don't understand where the rest of the country is, and they don't understand the severity of the insult and the way people are taking this. I think last weekend was probably the beginning of the end of the NFL, from what I see.
Well, unless they turn it around quick, and I get the sense they're starting to understand they're in some trouble here. Proving again the president was ahead of the game. Greg, appreciate the call. Thanks so much for listening. You agree with Greg? Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I couldn't agree with Rush more. You get a lot of these guys crying about change and all this and that, and that's all they do is they cry about it. They bring nothing to the table. The company I work for, if you've got a problem, concern, gripe, whatever it is, that's fine. Bring it to the table, but you better bring a solution because it's not a, well, I won't use the word, a gripe fest, but anyways, a lot of these guys, they talk about, you know, group of people, African Americans being disenfranchised, and they're not getting adequate representation, which leads to systemic racism and some of the issues we're talking about, police brutality. So you get a guy who's in that demographic, he's got more money than you could shake a stick at. Where are they when they're drumming up political campaign money? You know, these guys aren't donating. They're buying Ferraris and $4 million houses, and 7 years out of the NFL, they're flat broke. You know,
yeah, I loved Rush's line about how now they're trying to say, well, when they take a knee, they're not protesting the flag. They're not protesting the Star-Spangled Banner. Hello. I mean, do they think we're dumb? I mean, now you're trying to split the baby there. And the other thing you can't forget, the NFL has rules for everything. You can't put stickers on your helmet. You can't wear a certain kind of sneakers. You can't. They regulate everything. And then they're claiming, oh, we can't tell them they can't do this. Bull roar. They're sticking it to the flag and to us, the fans. Thanks, Brian.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Going about a mile a minute. He was taking beats and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really keeping in it. Cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, want to give me a sign? I'm giving it up in my own mind. I'll do your bitch and beats, you're making it tall. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man,
these people will dance a little more. Come on, dance, people. Dance. There we go. Yeah. Oh, he's dancing now. There we go. There we go. Now we're dancing. I love it. I love it. Okay, good. That's a little Joe Diffie. I'll put you on Facebook. You'll be famous. I love that hat. Man's got a beautiful American flag hat. That is a beauty. And they're dancing to Joe Diffie. A lot of us will be dancing to Joe Diffie in a few hours. And John Michael Montgomery on the big stage. All of our tickets are gone. We gave away a bunch of tickets for Little River Band and some VIPs for John Michael Montgomery and Joe Diffie. By the way, courtesy of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the energy of North Dakota. So thank you for that. And meant to mention that earlier. Having a lot of fun at Husfest today on What's On Your Mind. And we're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. You know, I brought my pillow along, and I always do, and I didn't have as much sleep as I'd like last night. Not bad. I got about 7, but, you know, I always like 7, 7.5, maybe 8. Really good when you can get 8, you know. And the sleep I do get is always that perfect, you know, just peaceful sleep. When you wake up and you go, yes, great night's sleep, right? And it's because of MyPillow. That's an invention of my friend Mike Lindell, Minnesota company, which, by the way, has sent tens of thousands of pillows to the families who lost homes in Puerto Rico, in Florida, in Texas, and they do great things every day. So I like to say, take care of companies like that. USA-made pillows, they take good care of us. If you've already got the pillows, you've already given them for gifts, they have MyPillow beds, they have travel pillows, they have MyPillow for pets, they have the all-purpose cushions. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Or call them at 800-506-9028. Rev, before we're done today, remind me, I need to announce the days next week that we'll be doing What's On Your Mind meetups. We're going to do a couple of What's On Your Mind meetups where you can come meet yours truly. And some people have asked me, and I think it's a good idea, they said, I want to hear more about this New York City trip. I don't get to hear enough about it on the radio. Can I see the pictures? Can you show me a brochure? And I said, sure. So we're going to do a night in Bismarck next week and a night in Fargo next week, and I'll give you the days and the info on that before the show is out. Don't let me, you know, turn the show over to the Lutheran ladies and then lose total control, which will happen in just a little bit. Caller earlier talked about the NFL. Oh, several of you have talked about the NFL, as has Rush and my own comments today, and this protest culture that we find ourselves in. And much of what the NFL protests are about, starting with Colin Kaepernick, when he took a knee, was to say, I am not going to stand for that flag because I don't like what's happening in this country. And what he meant by I don't like what's happening in this country was white officers killing black perpetrators, whatever, suspects, I guess is probably the best word, okay? That was what this whole thing originated about. But did you know that kind of interaction between law enforcement and suspects is on the decline? You wouldn't from most of the, you know, protest culture and everything else that's going on. Listen to Jason Riley, great writer for the National Review on that very point right here.
While I would agree that there has been an increase in the coverage of these shootings, mm-hmm. thanks mostly to social media, that's not the same thing as saying there has been an increase in the shootings. The data does not show that. Take New York City, where we are, for example. In 1971, cops shot 314 people in New York, 91 of them, or 93 of them fatally, I believe. Fast forward to 2015, they shot 23 people. 6 of them fatally. That's a 90% reduction in police shootings and police shooting fatalities over the past 4.5 decades. Mm-hmm. So the trend has been in the opposite direction. Nationwide, black men are about 70% less likely to be shot by cops than they were in the late 1960s. A black economist at Harvard, Roland Fryer, put out a study in 2016 that said black suspects are less likely than white suspects to be shot by police. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm challenging the narrative that they are protesting.
Well said. And you don't hear that many places. So glad we could share it with you there. All right, back to your calls in a bit. The Lutheran Lady's coming up. Our next guest is Les Thomas. Les is the vice chair of the Turtle Mountain Tourism Association. He is here at Husfest. in the Viking Village area, which is a fascinating part. I mean, one of the great things about Husfest is the incredible amount of cultural experiences that are here. And it's exciting to see, and I hope folks stop by and see it. Les, how are you?
I'm great this morning, Scott. The Husfest, 13 years ago, it's our 13th anniversary for meeting the Sami people. And so we've developed from a booth and meeting all the way to a cultural village now.
I love it. Now, tell me about the Sami people.
The Sami people are the indigenous people from Norway. And their similarity in cultures of the Native American Indian culture is quite unique. They followed the reindeer like we followed the buffalo way back then, and their teepees are called lovos. They tell the same kind of old stories, and they have the handheld drums. So the similarities in the two cultures are quite unique. So that's why the Husfest kind of teams us up. So we do performances in the Viking village, Trumso village back there, and our culture, the Métis culture. I'm an enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. And we do the fiddles, and you got Fiddling Lefty here that's doing so great. You should see the audience out there. They had him in a smaller venue last year. He's packed at this time of the morning over here. I mean, that fiddle is quite unique. The Métis is the mixed culture of the French and the Chippewa. So it's a Métis culture,
yeah.
And they brought the fiddles with them. So up in our area in the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa up there, the fiddles and guitars are quite unique, and we have so much talent. You know, and I'm also chairman of the board for the North Dakota Native Tourism Alliance, and that's all the tribes of North Dakota, and we're the first in the nation to do this. So the eyes of the different states are on us to see how we accomplish this, and our partners are like the North Dakota Tourism, the North Dakota Heritage Center, so we have a lot of different partners, and we market combined to the world to bring the world travelers here. So it's a win-win situation. So even to the Husfest, there's a lot of people from the Husfest come and go. They actually come and visit some of the reservations and the casinos and whatever. They stay there. Like the Sami people come in a week ahead of time. Some of the kids hadn't even seen a buffalo in their world, and they did.
And they come up to the reservation.
Yep. Our North Dakota Native Tourism Alliance is to protect, promote, preserve, and educate the world about our culture and our history and our environment.
Fantastic.
So we do a good job of it. And then we also educate the public on what did Indian country contribute to the United States of America. If you go way back in history, the United States Constitution is fashioned after the 10 great laws of the Iroquois Nation. Ben Franklin went there and studied it and brought it back to the first capital of the United States was where, Scott? Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's a lot of history, you know, that we teach.
Right there with the Founding Fathers.
Yeah, with the Founding Fathers. And then...
Now, we only have a few seconds left, and I see a picture of Elvis here.
Yep.
Is it Elvis or is that you?
No, that's Elvis. Here's me with right here with Alan Jackson at the Wee Fest. We kicked that off before. A lot of people don't know this. If you go on line Morning White Dove, that's Elvis's great-great-great-grandmother.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. I'll let you have this one, and you can...
That's
I'll,
a great
I'll
story.
Give you a couple.
We'll have you back. We'll have you back.
Thank you.
Thanks, Les.
You know what the man would say?
Thank you very much.
There you would, Les Thomas, Turtle Mountain Tourism Association here at Husfest. Thanks. There's millions of tourists that come to New York City every single year. Not many get to be on the set of Fox and Friends and see the entire crew. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, and I, every year for the last few years, have brought our listeners to Fox and Friends in New York City. It's really fun. And, of course, so much more. Monday, November 27th, that's when we leave. We'll come back on Saturday, December 2nd. And in between, you'll have the trip of your life. You really will. And you'll have a whole bunch of new friends. There's a little shopping time. There's great food. And you know what? Just an incredible memories that will last a lifetime. If you'd like all the details on this very special trip, hurry. Call Jason at 952-898-0008 right now. 952-898-0008. Or go online to grouptravelplanners.com. grouptravelplanners.com. The deadline for sign up at this very special price will end very soon. Christmas time at New York City. You'll never stop talking about it.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Well, I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees. Hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before. I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man.
Back to What's On Your Mind.
When I turned 6,
Puss Fest headquarters. Right by the cookies, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to our friends at Touchstone Energy Cooperative for hosting us. Been great fun. Kurt, Jeremy, the entire crew. Really appreciate them. Of course, their boss, Chris. We enjoy a great deal as well. Just a good bunch from Basin Electric and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Glad to be here on What's On Your Mind today, live from Puss Fest. Having a grand old time. Brought to you in part today on What's On Your Mind by so many of our fine friends. Remember this, folks, we're not on the air without our fine listeners, and PetroServe USA is a great example of that. You know what I love about PetroServe USA? Choice. Freedom. I pull up at the pump and I can decide, do I want E10, E15, all the way up to E85. They're the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And also when you go in the door, and you're filling up at a pump you own, you go in the door, you got some great choices there as well, like that 4-for-4 special, those fabulous cookies, best on earth. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Speaking of great food, I'm getting a lot of grief about a comment I made earlier. The Lutheran ladies are going to join me to straighten me out, maybe, or I hope confirm my view, and we'll be doing that here in just a moment. Mike and Perm, Chuck and Mandan, and John, who's on the road, all wanted to weigh in here, and we're going to go lightning round. So give me your quick comments because the Lutheran ladies are waiting, and I don't want to make them mad. Chuck and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call, Scott. Questioning the price of oil with the DAPL pipeline, we keep hearing that North Dakota crude should increase $4 to $6 a barrel maybe. And then I heard you talking from the Oil Petroleum Council in Grand Forks this week, and you're thinking maybe they were saying $5 to $8 increase in our oil. Yet every day I look in the Bismarck Tribune and checking the price of oil, and we're still always at a good $10 premium difference that they're listing for North Dakota crude compared to the benchmark crude. What exactly are we getting for our oil, and take it from there?
Yeah, we're getting more than we were, and it's the difference of more rigs, more jobs, and everything else. the access for that oil, because now we have the capacity literally to take all of our oil that comes out of the ground, put it in a pipeline, send it down there. So it's made a big difference. There is a significant increase in the price that we're getting for it. I've heard the variation too. I don't know what the exact number is. I don't know if that variates. There still is obviously a discount as well, because there's a cost to get it in the pipeline. In other words, if you pull oil out of the ground in the Gulf Coast, it goes right to the refinery. You know, we have the disadvantage of the distance to market, so there's always going to be a difference. But that number, good question, and one probably better suited for maybe Ron Ness.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the Tribune is reporting it wrong, or, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'll add that to our list to find out.
Difference.
We'll find out. Okay, appreciate it.
Thank
you, appreciate it. On the road, John, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hi, Scott. I have a question. The NFL has a ruling where they're supposed to stand up and at least address the flag, take their helmets off, and not speak. Now, that's more or less a rule in the NFL, which is a contract almost with everybody from the NFL, and it should be a breach of contract on some of these things when a player doesn't do it. Like Kaepernick, and the NFL has breached the contract now for everything. I mean, we should sue them with the understanding that the NFL has harmed me in many ways, mentally, physically, and I missed 2 hours of sleep last night over this. I think it's a disgrace.
Well, you get some sleep, and we'll try and sort this out on Monday, but I don't disagree. I think that there are select, I mean, Tim Tebow was told, don't take a knee. If you do, you're going to be fine, because he was doing it as a prayer. All right, now it's a protest, and it's okay, but there's all kinds of rules, and you're right, Pandora's box. Our next caller, I can't answer the question, I'm sure, because he wants to ask me about Norwegian history. But I bet the Lutheran ladies can answer that question, who are here. And we're pleased to be joined today in person by Janet Letness Martin, and on the phone by Suzanne Johnson Nelson. Janet, nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you at Hoosfest.
Yes, and Suzanne, nice to talk to you.
Suzanne, get out of bed. Get out of bed. Are you up?
No, I'm.
Are you making choke cherry jelly yet? They got a question for us.
Is Suzanne have a little drinking problem, or what's going on there?
Yeah, she's drinking black coffee, but she wanted a drone to bring her rum and grout today, and they didn't show up.
A drone?
To bring her rum and grout, yeah, so she could get going.
Oh, my gosh.
Suzanne, are you there?
Manny, is Suzanne on the phone, or do you hear snoring in the background?
I'm here.
Well, you answer the question, then. We'll put you in the corner. Okay, what's the question?
He hung up now. I think he
thought.
Now he hung up.
Yeah, he intimidated you. He was intimidated.
Yeah, this gentleman's got a question. What's your question, sir?
I'm just trying to still on the air.
We're on the air, yeah. Yeah, no question for the Lutheran ladies.
No, he's Norwegian. He doesn't want to talk.
I know. What is the deal with that? Can you explain that to me?
Well, what do you mean?
It's just too much work to do to run around and talk.
Yeah, it's too much work. And we don't share our feelings.
How come?
Well, they didn't exist, and if you did, you wouldn't talk about them, so the word isn't necessary, is it?
Oh, I see. They didn't exist.
So if you ever hear the phrase, Elmer, please share your feelings with us, you can pretty well bet the farm he took a wrong turn and ended up at the Unitarian Church, right, Suzanne?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. If you have a question and are unafraid and willing to stay on the line for a little bit for the Lutheran ladies, please call 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also text me. That'd be easier to text rather than actually talk, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, they're not going to talk,
yeah.
You know, unless it's private.
Right.
You just don't.
You can text me at 7.
Well, you can talk about the weather. You can say, are you in town too?
Yeah, is it you then?
Yeah. Is it going to rain?
Well, what station do you listen to? Yeah. What's the forecast?
Yeah, I don't know.
That works.
From where? So we just go back and forth. So you don't have to do feelings talk.
If you talk about weather, you don't have to actually talk about feelings that don't exist.
That's right. Well, weather. We like talking about the weather because that's easy.
Weather exists.
Okay, so here is a text. By the way, the number to text is 701-367-2054.
Yeah.
This texter says, Scott, my friend, please stop putting down lutefisk. It is just boiled fish. This German ate his first three servings at Zion Lutheran last week, and it was awesome. So am I right to say you should not eat it, let alone caulk your windows with it? Or is our German friend here right that it's good stuff?
Oh, yeah. It's food for the gods.
Seriously?
It just slides down your throat like Jell-O.
Yeah.
It's not exactly a good endorsement.
You aren't, you mean?
No, I thought... Are you Norwegian anyway? Suzanne, a little bit.
What do you mean, a little bit?
Yeah, I have some...
You are or you aren't?
Well, I mean, I'm some German, and I'm... So.
Oh, we got a mixed one here, Suzanne. Are you Lutheran?
57.
Catholic.
You're Catholic?
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Why are you moving away from me right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk. Suzanne and I performed out here years ago as those Lutheran ladies. We performed in Medora, and our producer put our works, we've written 9 books, into the Church Basement musicals, which go nationwide.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and now we got a new book called Growing Up Rural, You Smell Barn. And that we're going to have in a musical, too. And we talk about what it was like growing up in the 40s and the 50s. And we will strike a chord. Our type of humor is a little different than most people's humor. But they get what we write. There we are on the front, naked, in bathtubs.
Well, as babies. So this isn't any...
Cover girls.
I think Suzanne is trying to say something to us. Do you get the impression that we're crowding her out or anything?
No, just keep going. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, she's enjoying it.
I think she's still in bed.
Yeah. Well, she didn't get a rummer girl, so she's kind of ticked off.
Listen. I am cleaning the cream separator.
She's cleaning the cream separator.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so she's taking, yeah.
I don't have one of those.
Well, yeah, see, well, we don't have somebody that lives on a farm. We don't
buy stuff at stores.
See, we said we were rural by luck, Norwegian by birth, and Lutheran by golly on the front of our page.
But
we talk about the weather in here. We said we have drifts as high as the Bruder House. When I was 3, I ate mud and chewed wheat. How to train up a child in the wooden spoon. School days and the marriage and pledging their head to clear thinking. And then we talk about Tekla Swenson, who was, she wrote the county news for Fish County.
Now, what is
and
it?
Reported. You smell barn.
What is this?
That was her cousin, Tilly Torkelson.
Yeah, Tilly Torkelson was the one that wrote for Fish County, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So what's this you smell barn deal? What does that mean?
Oh, God. He probably doesn't even know what a shelter belt is, Suzanne. We were on NPR once, and a guy asked us, what's a shelter belt? They just about walked out of the station.
Well, good, because I know what a shelter belt is.
Okay.
I do, yeah. So,
did you grow up on a farm?
Stick it to NPR. My grandparents farmed, but I know I'm a city boy. I apologize.
Oh, Lord, what do you call city?
Well, Montevideo, 5,000 people, Western Minnesota.
Oh, we know where it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's good Norwegian
country.
But
there's a lot of farmers there. But if you've just visited, you know, did you go out and milk?
Not much on the dairy side, no. But, you know,
well,
in the combine.
Did you ever go in a barn? Were you ever
did you go in a barn?
Yeah.
Did you have a hired man named Tillman Hansen that had a bottle stuck that he had?
What was that about?
Tillman was the hired man, and he had always had a bottle in the barn. We got a chapter called The Last Milking, and Rose Holt, the farmer, he was kind of tough. It was going to be the last time he was turning the farm, and then the hired man showed up to just, you know, shore him up a little bit, and he showed him the bottle he had. So they got a little tipsy out there talking about all that went on in the barn. And, you know, most kids, you know, they had their first cigarette behind the barn, too.
You brought me back to a memory. I have an early memory of my grandfather pulling out a fifth of Windsor, and he'd pass it around to, you know, the hired hand and the...
Well, he was German. You know, Norwegian
and
just...
And
he was what?
Catholic.
He was Catholic.
He was, yeah.
Well, then, yeah, you don't, Norwegian Lutherans didn't just pass the bottle around in front of anybody.
Oh, no, they kept that, got to hide it. No, we got to hide it.
I see. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
more
that.
With the Lutheran ladies from Husfest. Chris has a question for them. Your text, welcome to. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last, with American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity, bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's back, the 11th annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hovind. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
That's the Little River Band. They'll be performing tomorrow, 1 o'clock. They're good, but they're not the Lutheran ladies. John Michael Montgomery, Joe Diffie, they're good. They're performing here in a few hours. They're not the Lutheran ladies.
No, that's right. No,
you...
No.
Two ladies are the rock stars.
Yes, we are. We don't dance, so we don't listen to that kind of music. We just listen to hymns.
When is your musical going to Broadway? New York City.
Well, it's
the big time.
We don't know. The big time is out on the prairie. We don't need Broadway.
Yeah.
It's been up in Syracuse. We've had some stars do some, because they go around the country. We have 6 musicals. So
unbelievable.
And now this one we want to put into a musical, too.
I can't
produced
wait.
Out of Troop America. Have you seen any of them?
Yes, of course.
You have?
Fargo Theater? Weren't you guys at the Fargo Theater about...
10 years ago. Well, we've had 5 years ago. Oh, yeah. Fargo.
It's been a while.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Hey, did you go to Norway? Did I hear you say...
I did, yeah. Greatest trip of my life.
Oh, yeah. It's God's country.
Wow.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
The beauty there... If you don't believe in God, you better go to Norway, because there's no way to explain Norway without that.
Yeah, but you didn't turn Lutheran when you were there. That's what we're worried about.
That won't happen.
Wow.
We're going to start that war. What did you say, Suzanne?
What valley did your people come from?
I think Suzanne's into that bottle in the barn, because I can believe she's like mumbling or something.
She said, what valley did your people come from?
Oh, my wife was Timsit, but I can't tell you on my side. We didn't do the research beforehand, so but we had a great time at Timsit. Her side's from there. They,
did you
they
ever
came
go home for Christmas?
Home as in Norway?
Yeah.
No, this was my first trip ever there. Took the kids, had a great time. It's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. A couple calls waiting and some texts, too, for the Lutheran ladies here.
Yeah.
And by the way, I said I would mention this. So we have the New York City trip. And it is coming up. The deadline to sign up for the New York City trip, rather, is now been extended to October 12th. There's about 12 spots left. We're going to do some meetups. What's on your mind, New York City meetups? Tuesday, Peacock Alley, 6 to 8 p.m., okay? That's Tuesday in Bismarck, Peacock Alley, 6 to 8 p.m., okay? Wednesday, Fargo, Pizza Ranch, 4:30 to 5:45. All right, that's the one on 45th off I-94, okay? That's Wednesday, Fargo, 4:30 to 5:40. Pizza Ranch, Tuesday, Bismarck, 6 to 8 p.m., Peacock Alley. We'll tell you more about that on Monday, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of a heads-up notice. Okay, who has a question here for the ladies? Chris does. Question for me or for our fine guests here, the Lutheran ladies, Chris?
Oh, gosh, if I could stop laughing. These ladies are just a kick. My quick question, I have married 28 years ago last week. It seems like last week. The most beautiful Danish lady in the world. Her family is third generation here in America, but Tua Dorchison is the original name. And it makes me wonder the relationship and the connection between the different Scandinavian families. Is it because of different kingdoms or different terrain? Why are there different countries in Scandinavia when it seems like it could all be one big country? Maybe you can share that with me. And then on the back end, Scott, we've only got this evening out of Watford to get up there. How late does Husfest go, and should we come?
Oh, okay, I'll let the ladies answer your question first on your Danish wife.
First you come to Stockholm Hall, and you get up here to the Husfest. It's only once a year. And why are there different... Why are there different countries? Well, there's a difference between a Norwegian and a Swede and a Dane. You know, when they came over, the Norwegians wanted all the good land. The Swedes, you know, they
took
had to go
anything.
By. Yeah, but they'd had to go by a lake. You know what I mean? And they got a little bit of arrogance in them. It's a different type of people. And the Danes, you know, they'd say they're the happiest people in the world, but they just kind of lay back too. You know, they only work 35 hours a week over there, so you know how that is.
Uh-huh.
So
the biggest difference is the language, because Norwegians and Swedes speak a language, but the Danes just have a throat disease.
Yeah.
So, Chris, it goes till 9 o'clock tonight and tomorrow 8 to 8, okay? That's what's left of Husfest.
Yeah, tell them to come to Stockholm Hall.
Because you got to buy the Norwegian ladies' books.
Yes.
They have a lot of them, and it's the law. Jackie,
and Suzanne has going to put it up on a website.
If she can get out of bed.
Easy to memorize, worldroutebookstore.com. So you buy the book.
Yeah.
They'll be sent autographed.
What's the name of the website?
And if you're prone to leakage, wear Depends when you read it.
Oh, my gosh.
What? What do you mean, oh, my gosh?
Yeah. The visual you just gave me was not exactly what.
No,
Jackie in South Dakota.
We're just being honestly warning.
Yeah.
The website again was what?
RuralRouteBookstore.com.
Got it. Jackie, South Dakota, real quick for the Lutheran ladies. Go ahead.
Hi, I just would like to know if these ladies are the Loony Lutheran ladies, and do they give a performance? We're looking for a group that gives a performance.
We used to perform. We performed at Medora. We've performed across the country. We're part of the Church Basement Ladies, the Loony Lutherans. One of the Loony Lutherans is one of the actors in the Church Basement Ladies.
They're not the same.
They're selling imposters to me.
No, they're not imposters, but they talk about, they're not us. They're not,
they're not
71 years old.
But
they do cute stuff, yeah.
Ken and Washburn, real quick question. We're running out of time.
Yeah, who is Will and how come he gets all the hot dishes?
Who's Will and how come he gets all the hot dishes? Who's Will?
Well, I think he better go back to bed and start over again because I don't know who Will is.
He's been into the bottle in the barn again.
Yeah, he's in the bottle.
And a texter here says, Norway's royals are Danish. Texter says.
Well, are Vikings. We don't know where they came from.
To be continued, folks. We're out of time. God bless you. See you Monday on What's on Your Mind. Have a blast at Husfest.
Take to have a really good job. A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks. Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Killdeer, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Killdeer, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.